8:03 on this, what is it, Tuesday morning? We want to say Monday morning around here because it feels like it. 72 degrees in Star City, 75 degrees in Dumas this morning. Redfield checking in at 70 and at our studios at 920 Commerce in Pine Bluff. Kind of raining outside and 70 degrees. Greg Horn, Will Jenkins, and we are pleased to have Barbara Warren, Superintendent of Schools of Dollarway School District, and soon to be, when July 1st, Superintendent of Pine Bluff as well.
July 1st, absolutely.
Well, thank congratulations.
You for having me.
Congratulations. I'm sorry, which one do we?
No, congratulations,
all
for
right.
Sure. For
well,
sure.
Lots of questions to have you, and the first one that just jumps out, I'm sure everybody is the first thing they think of. Is this the start of consolidation of school districts in the Jefferson County area? I don't think it's a funny question. I think it's a serious question.
It's funny in that that is always the start of so many conversations I have. But thank you again for having me. I can't say for sure that it is, but I know it's definitely the major steps toward making certain that we look as a unit across the community at what's best for kids. And not so much a start of that. This is an ongoing conversation. And the conversation has just gotten bigger and bigger, and it's coming from a variety of different sources. So I think there's just a lot there that has to be investigated. But in a lot of respects, it's a conversation that's been ongoing.
So the state of Arkansas has taken over both school districts. And when did you take over Dollarway?
December 2015.
All right. So you've made some progress?
Oh, yeah. We have. We've made a lot of progress. When you think about what happens in districts, typically that need to be under state authority, there are a lot of challenges with stability. And so I'll say that that might be one of the biggest things I've been able to do and to help accomplish there. Being there now almost 5 years, when you look back and you look at something you wanted to do the year before, but then the superintendent changes. and that's what had happened for probably the 18 months before I got there, it'd probably been five people who were signing their names on that superintendent line. So just to be able to continue to stabilize things with the finances, make the appropriate changes with facilities, which meant some hard decisions had to be made, but they had to be made. Things related to staffing and professional development, a variety of things. Even academically, even though our report card doesn't show you that, students are growing in Dollarway, and you start at a place, and it's just really, really hard to get you where, let's say, the state, you know, quotation mark says you have to be, but our children are growing. They are growing. So, yes, a lot of accomplishments have been made in the district. It's a team effort, not anything that I could have done by myself. But, yes, a lot of great things have happened in Dollarway.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to take over Pine Bluff now. Are you going to use the same people? You said it's a team effort. Are we going to have two transportation directors, two curriculum directors, two everything? Mm-hmm. And you just go to both? Or are you going to kind of start combining personnel?
So to be fair, it's a really recent decision. And while I definitely have in mind a variety of things that I think would be best, and although I worked in a Pine Bluff school district for quite a while, mm-hmm. I was a special assistant there to the superintendent, who then was Frank Anthony. And great things have happened in the Pine Bluff school district for many years. And by the way, still are. But I'm not going to act like I know every need in the Pine Bluff school district. I do know, though, that, of course, there's a savings with there being just the one superintendent. So when you look at district operations and a variety of different district activities, there would definitely be more savings, but not just the efficiency related to the fiscal, but how do I make certain that the great things that are happening on one side of town happens also and, you know, are available services and benefits for the students on the other side? Because great things that are not happening at both places are taking place every day. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's kind of a given that you do combine some things. How, what, when, not sure, but for certain. I mean, consortium efforts are always going to be your best way mm-hmm. to provide best services.
When did you know this was going to happen, that you were going to take over Pine Bluff?
This is a very, very recent thing. Again, there have been conversations throughout about this, but this is...
When you say throughout about this, for you personally, or you're talking about the superintendent being the same person?
No, I mean, I just mean in the world in general, mm-hmm. in the community. The department, who I can't speak for, of course, are always looking at how we can connect. Even whenever Dr. Orr first got there, whenever we first came under state authority. Mm-hmm. A lot of the conversation always has been about what services or what supports are you all doing that you could do together? So there's always been that type of a conversation. I can't say how long from the department's perspective they were thinking or doing those types of things, but this is a very recent official action of the department to the degree that I can say I'm aware.
Okay, so both school districts, and correct me if I'm wrong, over the last handful, many years have been losing enrollment.
Yes.
I would think, am I correct in saying that the budgetary strains, that there's not much money?
Absolutely.
What do we do? I mean, is this part of the process as one superintendent? I mean, what else can be done?
I mean, it's something you can definitely look at. Both districts have done a variety of things to combat the fact that with losing enrollment, you lose funding. Mm-hmm. And both districts have done things like close campuses, of course, make certain that our teacher pupil ratios are efficient so that we can provide, you know, good services and good, you know, and for and good supports, but do so with numbers that are more in keeping with your student body. Those are the types of things that have been done. In both districts, monitoring these expenditures as it relates to your revenue, there are a lot of things I think can be done. And staffing is so important. When you leverage your resources the way they need to be, using fund sources in the ways they can be used, then that generates a lot of savings as well.
What about getting rid of teachers? I mean, I know Dr. Owa had something, how long ago was that, when he went up to Little Rock and was trying to get, mm-hmm. and it was successful. Mm-hmm. The state gave him the authority to basically not go through this long process if he needed to let people go. I mean, are we still going to need to let more teachers go? I mean, decline in enrollments, you don't need as many teachers.
And you know, and even to use the phrase, you know, getting rid of teachers, the goal
that was probably wrong term by me.
No problem, but the goal isn't necessarily just to look at, let's say, teachers even. There are cases where administrators, if you consolidate down more to, you know, fewer buildings and other personnel as well, you've got to look at what makes you operate most efficiently and what you can afford to do. Mm-hmm. We do it all the time in our homes. They do it all the time in industry. And so that's something that you have to look at, you have to do. Now, a great deal of that, I believe, has happened already. I know within the first year that I got to Dalloway, that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And then within his first year, that's just the first thing you look at. Is there a place where you can trim? And I think a lot of that has happened. While the Pownell School District has lost, just as the other districts in the county have lost great numbers of students, at Dalloway, we actually didn't lose as many. You know, our ADM comparatively from year to the next was probably just a loss of about 20-some students mm-hmm. in net. Now, I am I'm of the persuasion. I'm sorry?
That's just Dalloway, you said? Or
yeah, that was Dalloway.
Okay.
But across the county, hundreds of students have gone, you know, even in this last year. Mm-hmm. But I am of the persuasion that when we help families see that we're choice, then several who are making those decisions for those reasons will make the decision to stay. And then there, of course, there's the economy. There are a lot of different factors. But we've got to look at how we can be better and how we can serve better and how we can do everything we can to hold on to our families.
How far is Washington Chapel from being under state control?
Oh, I really couldn't speak to that. But anytime you are going to be in a position where you're losing students in the numbers that we are, it's difficult to really kind of stay ahead of that, you know, fiscal mm-hmm. distress curve or that academic distress curve. I'm not going to pretend I don't know, though, that the superintendent there and his team have been doing, you know, everything they can, mm-hmm. of course, to stave that off. So can't quite speak to Watson Chapel, even though I'm a graduate from there.
Well, you know where I'm going. I mean, Dalloway and Pine Bluff are starting to consolidate. And I mean, mm-hmm. I know it's not done officially, but same superintendent. Does that just carry on? Does the state carry on and want to get Watson Chapel involved in that as well?
I, again, can't speak to the department's perspective. I know there's a lot of conversation. There's a feasibility study. There are a lot of there are some other entities who are looking at the feasibility of that. I know right now that as districts under the department's authority, we are a priority for them, and they're working with us to help us get where we need to be.
Well, education is key to the revitalization.
Absolutely.
Of the city, mm-hmm. the county, Southeast Arkansas at large. And I just want to say congratulations on your appointment, because I think you're going to do one heck of a job.
Wow, I really appreciate your saying that.
Barbara Warren, superintendent of schools at Dollarway, soon to be also of Pine Bluff, is joining us this morning. It's 8:13. We'll be back with more questions for Ms. Warren as soon as we get back. And you're listening to the Voice of the Deltaplex, Oldies 101.3. Thank you, Dan. It's 8:16, about 69 degrees at our studios at 920 Commerce in Pine Bluff. I haven't been outside. Is it still raining, Will? Yes, been outside, is it?
It was.
Absolutely.
We have Barbara Warren, superintendent of schools at Dollarway and soon to be Pine Bluff. They doubling your salary?
No.
They doubling up on you?
Not quite. I'm definitely going to be a savings.
Well, that's what we were talking about, you know, before we went to break is, are we consolidating the school districts? Is this the first indication that the state's moving that way? Barbara Warren here with us today, and she's been very candid with maybe. I mean, we're not sure yet exactly what's happening, what the state is going to do as far as that's concerned. Of course, once they start giving control back to the school districts, then the city will get involved, or the citizens, I guess, will be involved in that process if it's not already done by then.
And then you'll have one school board. You won't have two.
Absolutely. And I think it's really key that the community is involved earlier than that. And that's a mistake that I think happens. Community involvement, community voice, and the opportunity to speak to what you would like your school district to be. And waiting is not the thing to do.
Yeah. Have you taken a look at the Pine Bluff's plans? And I know Dr. O was involved in this. I think Will might have even been a little bit involved in this as far as the new building for the high school. Or is it a new or revitalized building?
Replacement, revitalize, redo.
Same location.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to look at that, or are we going to continue to move forward with that project?
I really can't, again, speak to that. I have heard a lot about it. Really excited about all the possibilities. One of the things that our students do often when they go somewhere else and the facilities are better, they say, why can't I have that? So anything that we can do to one as a community say to our children, we value you just as much. And while we do, and while we say it in a lot of ways, that's a way that students want us definitely to show them. So yes, what I've heard about and in those communications with Dr. Owa, I'm really excited about those possibilities. Gone and smiled at me, Greg. You like how I did that, don't you?
She's not answering that question.
I think but your question is, will it continue? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Are you going to continue to move forward with the project of getting a new high school building?
I can tell you this. At some point, there definitely will be that. Those plans, exactly. I mean, I don't have a reason to think that I wouldn't move forward with them. And from what I've heard, you'll just learn that I just don't talk a lot about stuff I don't know a lot about. So I've got some things to learn.
Gotten this position, so you're not aware of the details of that plan? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a big deal.
I mean, literally, just got the position.
When did we hear? Friday? We heard Friday, correct? Is that what you knew?
Yes.
Thursday, well, Friday? No, I won't say I knew Friday. I knew just maybe about 5 minutes before everybody else practically. But yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd like to tell you this. We were, the announcement comes out, I know a little earlier that day, the time that the announcement is going to happen. And I had an opportunity to be with my Dollarway district leaders at the time. And they were very congratulatory, even said a prayer for me before we would end our meeting. Again, just got the role. And so got a lot to learn. And something I've even shared, and I think I might have said it here, I won't spend a lot of time with it, but while I left Pine Bluff School District some time ago, and while there's a lot in the news, I got a lot to learn about that district. And it's not the same district that it was before. And I think that's a big message. Dollarway nor Pine Bluff is the same district that it was. And both districts have been growing and making really good choices. So while they're challenged.
Wait a second. You just said that both districts have been growing. I thought both districts have been losing enrollment.
Well, but there are other ways to grow. And so we definitely have lost in enrollment. But we've grown as it relates to our ability to diagnose and prescribe responses for student outcomes. Gotcha. And if you spend a whole lot of time just thinking about what we're losing, we won't focus on what we're gaining and what our trajectory can be for the good that can come. I'm a positive person.
Ooh, girl, positive can
person.
I tell?
Positive person. And well, it doesn't mean I got my head in the sand, because there are some things that are kind of jacked up. Mm-hmm. I won't say that's not so, but I believe that what you focus on, it'll grow.
Well, we've talked about earlier this morning, we talked about the 12th homicide in Pine Bluff for the year occurred over the weekend. It's kind of mm-hmm. gone in. Mm-hmm. The homicides had a bunch in early January, then I had a period of where we didn't have anything. We've had a kind of a run of homicides yeah. here just recently. And everybody talks about, and I say this word, and I've heard other people talk about it, needs to be a multi-pronged approach to fix that problem. And you got the police and all that. But I firmly believe, and I believe Will's with me on this, that the education in the city long-term is the biggest, or one of the biggest at least, cures for that.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're in a huge position here for the future of this county.
And that's not lost on me. One of the things I've thought about in looking at this is, am I in it for the long haul? Am I in this to benefit just Alloway, which I'd always told people that was what I felt called to do. But this calling has grown to what I can give and how I can serve the community. Because it's going to take that. And I wrote the word down when you said it, multi-pronged approach. There are challenges within our school districts that if we don't take care of the social challenges and concerns, the things, if we don't do anything about that, it doesn't matter what you do in a school district. But at the same time, if we don't take care of business in a school district, you're not going to be able to grow a city who cannot attract people in business and whose interest and heart can't be and stay with us because of those things. So, I mean, it has to be hand in hand, or neither side of this carpet are going to get any place they need to be.
Barbara Warren, Superintendent of School of Dalloway and soon to be Pine Bluff, has joined us here this morning. Ms. Warren, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Good way to stop right there.
All
right. That's Barbara Warren.
Very much.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. Have a blessed day.